And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Green Hornet. Today's adventure, Salesman in Short Pants, which first aired on March 11th, 1940. Starring Al Hodge as Britt Reed / Green Hornet and Raymond Toyo as Kato. Enjoy!
The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-men cannot reach. The Green Hornet. Faithful valet Kato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Kato. Here's where we smash a child labor racket.
Oh, thank you, Judge. Thank you. My boy, he only did it because
I... Just see that it doesn't happen again, Mrs. Curry. If it does, I won't dismiss it in night court. I'll have to remand your boy for juvenile court. All right, that's all.
Can we go now, Ma?
Yes, this way.
Who's next here? What's the charge, Bailiff? All right, step up here, young man.
Gosh, Ma, did we do something wrong?
It's all right, Tommy. We'll go home. But next time, you got to be more careful when you sell the handkerchief.
Oh, gee, I'm awful tired. What do I have to sell handkerchiefs for, Ma?
For money, Tommy. We gotta eat.
I'll get left back in school if I don't do more homework.
You get some sleep now. As soon as we get home,
I fell asleep in class yesterday. Everybody laughed at me. I only sold four handkerchiefs, Ma. It was sort of cold standing outside the big store. Only four.
You'll sell more tomorrow night, Tommy.
I wish we had lots of money so I didn't have to sell nothing.
Wishing ain't heaven, Tommy.
Hey, just a minute.
Hey, hurry, Tommy.
Now, wait a minute, lady.
All right, we got to get home.
Hello, mister.
Hello, son. How's the handkerchief business?
Gosh, if everybody bought them like you, gosh, we'd be rich.
Please, Tommy has to get home to bed.
Now, take it easy. I'm a reporter, that's all, not a cop.
We got nothing to say.
Aw, gee, Mom, he's okay. He's the man who took the four handkerchiefs I sold.
It's past your bedtime, Tommy. Open the door.
Aw, Mom.
You said you were tired. Now, we can't wait to talk to you.
Just a second. I happen to know Curry isn't your real name.
We can't... What?
I thought that would stop you. What kind of a racket are you pulling? Listen, Tommy.
Yeah, mister?
See that newsboy down the block a ways?
Yeah, sure.
Here's two bits. Get me a paper, huh?
Gosh, sure I will.
Get a Daily Sentinel and keep the change.
Oh, golly, gosh. Thanks.
No sense having the kid around, Mrs. Curry, or whatever your name is.
I had to use the name... Otherwise, the judge...
Lady, you can't tell me a thing about judges or magistrates or how they act. I've been covering night court since I was a cub reporter. Here, this is one of the handkerchiefs your kid sold me, isn't it?
Please, you don't understand.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, sending that kid out at night to sell handkerchiefs.
We need the money. I make them myself to sell so that we can...
Sounds like a good human interest story.
Human interest? You mean in the paper?
Yeah, sure. The Daily Sentinel.
Please, you mustn't.
Give me a reason.
Well, I... We need the money. Tommy's my boy. I take good care of him, but he needs food.
Sure, I can see you love the kid, but what's behind it?
I don't know what to do.
Your kid isn't the only one. I've noticed at least 50 others. Some of them even younger than Tommy. All selling handkerchiefs, and all those handkerchiefs are the same.
We get them from a manufacturer. A lot of us mothers. We hand roll the edges and tell them.
Besides, how'd you know enough to give a fake name in front of the magistrate?
Please, my Tommy has to get some sleep. It's late.
Last time you were up on the same charge, you gave the name Mulhouse. Is that the real name?
Please, I...
Lucky thing for you, a different magistrate was sitting, so you weren't recognized this time.
Stop. We tried so hard to make both ends meet. I didn't want Tommy to do this. I didn't know what we were getting into.
Getting into? What? What were you getting into?
Oh, can't you leave us alone? Please.
Well, it isn't fair to those kids. What do they get out of life?
The food and... I can't tell you anything.
You mean you won't?
It doesn't matter.
Mister, here's your paper.
Huh? Oh, thanks, honey.
Tommy, say goodnight to the man. We're going.
Mrs. Mulhouse, I'm trying to help you.
Ma, that man in the car is waiting for us.
Car?
Yep, right down there. He says he's going to take us home. See, the one blowing his horn.
Oh, yes, hurry.
He's got the door open. Golly, ain't that a swell car?
Hey, hold on.
No, it's late. Let's go. We're coming.
Wait a minute. Hey, you. You. Hey, taxi. Taxi.
I gotta
steal that car. Taxi! Taxi! I tell you, Gunnigan, it's a racket. It's gotta be.
Hold your horses, Larry. You're not on a soapbox.
What was that dame doing in a big car like that in the first place? And that little kid she had with
her. Okay, you saw her get in. What'd you do? Stand there with your mouth open?
Can I help it if I got a cab who couldn't go faster than 20 miles an hour?
You gotta run faster than that.
Yeah, I wish I had.
Probably a rich uncle.
Rich uncle, my foot. I tell you, some kind of a racket.
Okay. But it can't compete to the one you're making.
Oh, don't trust me, huh?
Listen, you hear those phones ringing? See that clock? Hear those copy boys? Those teletypes? Blasted Lowry, this is a newspaper office. I'm an editor. There's a paper to get out.
So what?
So peddle your pipe dream someplace else. I'm busy.
Gunnigan, if this isn't a racket, I'm a Chinaman.
Okay, you're a Chinaman. And Confucius say that's your cue to scram. And I'm not gagging.
Ha ha, very funny, very funny.
Gunnigan, I think Lowry may have something in what he said.
Huh?
I could hear you two going and clear across the study room.
Boss, it was last night. At night quarter, I tried to talk to this dame about her kid, and she...
She said nothing, huh?
Not a peep. And she gets in this big car. What's the tie-up?
Yeah, I heard all that while you were yelling it at Gunnigan.
This guy's got rackets on the brain, Reed.
Why not, Gunnigan? Rackets are news.
Sure, when they're rackets.
Exactly.
Huh? Hey, boss, you think maybe...
Reed, you mean there is something to this?
I do, definitely. Those kids aren't selling handkerchiefs because they like it.
There must be at least 50 of them out peddling. I counted them, standing outside the big department store.
And these kids' parents, what about them?
That's what gets me, boss. They don't appear like any kind of racketeers to me. Oh, sure, some of them might use their kids to sell on the street if they need money real bad, but all of them selling the same thing.
What's the angle, Reed?
Well, it looks to me like an attempt to put child labor on an organized basis.
Organized?
Yeah. There's someone behind it, someone big.
Yeah, and I'll bet that guy in the car had...
Right.
To...
The woman wouldn't talk, which...
No.
Does that look like her own idea, Larry?
Well...
Hold it. News desk. Gunnigan, yeah. Just a second.
Who is it?
Some guy at the Motor Vehicle Bureau wants to talk to you, Lowry.
Me? Gimme. Hello? Yeah, Lowry talking. You got it? Okay, let's have it. Who owns that car? Huh? You're sure? Okay, thanks.
What's it about, Lowry?
Boss, I checked with a friend of mine. Do you know who was driving that car, the one that took the woman and kid away from night court last night?
You said you lost that car while you were...
Yeah, I lost it, but I had sense enough to get the license number before it got out of sight.
Well, let's have it.
It belongs to a small-time crook named Grafton.
Grafton?
Yeah, and I'm going to ask that mug some questions.
Hold it, Lowry.
Of course. If I hurry, maybe we can make the early edition.
You're not going alone.
Huh?
Gunnigan, call headquarters. Get Sergeant Moran in on this.
Right.
Oh, boss, do I have to drag the law along?
You'll go with Moran, Lowry. Sentinel works with the police all the time. Don't worry, if there's a scoop, he won't give it away. And I don't think there will be.
Why not? This guy must be...
He's a small-time crook, isn't he?
Yes, but
if you ask me, he's too small. There's someone behind him.
Okay,
Okay, Laurie. I gave Moran the dope. He'll be waiting for you at police headquarters.
That's all I'm waiting for.
I'll give you a lift, Laurie. I'm on my way home. I'll drop you off.
And, Laurie, if you get something, phone it in fast. I can't keep page one open forever.
Cato.
Yes, Mr. Benson.
We're in a hurry, Cato. I want the green hornet mask and the weapon. No time to go into details now, Cato. I dropped Lowry off at police headquarters. He and Sergeant Moran are on their way now to see a man named Grafton.
Who is he?
Well, he's involved in some sort of a child labor racket. Lowry got the dope on it last night. Just a tip, but enough to give him a start.
Then why do
we... Why must we go out? Because, Cato, this man Grafton's only a small-time crook, a petty thief. I'm certain Lowry and Moran won't get a thing out of him. That's where the Green Hornet comes in.
Green Hornet?
You get the mask and the gun and meet me in the hiding place of the Black Beauty. Hurry.
There where, Mr. Britt.
Britt Reed opened a secret panel behind his clothes press. It concealed a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house, which connected directly with an adjoining building. Suppose they abandoned, this building was in reality the hiding place of the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, car of the Green Hornet.
Come on, Cato, I'm waiting.
Here's a mask and gun, Fred.
Good. The gun's loaded?
Yes, sir.
I've checked the Black Beauty. It's in perfect condition. Now get behind the wheel. You'll do the driving.
Very well.
Lowry and Moran are halfway to Grafton's place already. Here's the address. Do you think the Black Beauty can get us there ahead of them?
We'll try.
Okay, make it fast. Step on it.
Downstairs buzzer. I ain't expecting nobody. Yeah? Who's down there?
Got a couple of minutes, Grafton?
Who's talking?
One of the boys.
Okay, just a second. I'll press the button and let you in. He'll be coming up in a minute. Might as well put on the lights. What's that? Sounded like the back door opening. Who's there? I could swear there's somebody in there.
Never mind the lights, Grafton. I'll put them on myself.
Who are you? Where'd you come from?
Fire escape in back.
What's the idea? Mask. You're the Green Hornet.
No time for talk. You're getting out of here.
Huh?
Don't stand there like a fool. Come on.
You got a gun.
I don't need a gun for you. Come on, we're beating it.
I don't get it.
Take a look out that window.
The window? What are you...
Look, snap it up.
Yeah, sure. Up. Hey, it's a police car. A squad car.
Right. They're coming up now.
Cops coming up here? You mean the guy who rang the downstairs bell?
I'm going to ask you questions, and the boss says you to beat it.
The boss sent you?
He doesn't want you around to give the cops too many answers.
Listen, I won't.
They might make you talk.
But
remember, you were in that car last night. You were seen.
Huh?
With a woman and the kid.
Yeah, that's right. That nosy reporter.
Exactly. Now, hurry. We can go out the way I came with a fire escape.
Well, I...
Quiet. That's the police. Go ahead. Ask who it is.
Who is it?
Open up, Grafton. You're going to answer a couple of questions.
Yeah, you're right. It's the cops. Listen, Hornet, where are we going to scram?
Tell them we'll be right there. Hurry.
Just a second.
Come on this way with me. We'll get on the fire escape.
Yeah, yeah. You're a right guy, Hornet.
Hey, Grafton. You answer, Laurie. Come on, break it down.
Grafton. Hey, Moran, there's no one here.
He went this way, out the back.
Yeah, down that
fire
escape.
Who tipped him off?
Holy mackerel, Moran. Look at this. Lying here right beside the fire escape.
Huh?
Gangway, let me get the phone. Wait till Gunnigan hears about this.
What are you talking about?
This just tapped this seal. It's the mark of the Green Hornet.
Thank you.
Okay, Grafton, you can stop here.
The idea. Way out in my stick.
Come on, stop the car. That's better. Now get out.
Listen, Horn.
Yeah, sure.
Now, what's on your mind, Grafton?
This whole setup. There's something phony about it. If Fletcher wanted me out of the way when a cop showed, he's got my phone number. Why didn't he call me?
Fletcher does things his own way.
Sure, he's the boss.
Fired, you pulled a fool stunt last night.
Oh, listen, how was I to know that guy Whittem was a reporter?
You should have checked.
Okay, so I pulled a bone.
You're dead. That's how the police knew where to locate you. They checked your license number.
How about the boner you pulled?
Aye. Now take it easy. I don't mean nothing. Only you heard the radio in my car while we was driving out here. You left the hornet seal in my place. The cops spotted it.
That happens to be my affair.
There's too much that's your affair, Hornet. Fletcher never told me he was in with the Hornet in this racket.
Grafton, you stick to your job, and that's all. Even a chump like you can handle the small stuff.
Small stuff? Say, listen, who's the guy that lines up them dames with kids to peddle the stuff that Fletcher steals?
I suppose you call that hard.
Yeah, then when they find out they're peddling stolen goods, I gotta keep them in line, don't I?
Go ahead.
Sure I will. Me, small stuff. Why, if it wasn't that I scare them dames to death, they might squawk when they learn they're handling hot goods.
So Fletcher steals it and you farm it out, eh?
Yeah, and I collect the dough from the dames, too. Why, if it wasn't for me...
Thanks, Grafton, you've talked plenty.
And I'll talk a lot more.
I don't think so.
Hey, those are my keys.
You won't need them.
But you've gone bat throwing my keys into the woods. How am I going to find them?
I'm leaving now, Grafton.
Yeah, how? We come in my car. How are we going to drive it without the keys?
I said I'm leaving, not you.
What are you talking about?
Just this. You've done too much talking.
Wait a minute.
But shoot your mouth off to me. You might talk to anybody.
But you're the Hornet.
I was afraid of your tongue. It's oiled too well. You gave me instructions.
What's that?
That's my car, Grafton. I came with you, but I'm leaving your hair.
Wait a minute. Now,
stand still.
Put that gun down, Hornet.
You won't talk anymore, Grafton.
You can't pull a rod on me. I'll
drop that gun or I'll drop you.
Come on. Try to plug me, and I'll blast you full of holes like...
What are you? My arm.
Your arm's paralyzed, Grafton.
What happened? I can't pull the trigger.
Take it.
No.
Don't shoot. No. Oh. I can't breathe.
Take a look at him.
Yes, sir. He's unconscious, Red.
Good. He almost had the drop on me there, Cato. Lucky thing you left the Black Beauty and came around behind him.
I used a jujitsu.
How long will the gas keep him unconscious, Cato?
Oh, 1 hour, maybe.
1 hour. Here, drop these keys beside him where he can find them when he comes to.
Keys?
I have the keys to his car. He thought I threw them away. In this dark, it was a simple matter to go through the motions without throwing them. Well, let's go. We're heading back to town on the Black Beauty. When this rat recovers, the fireworks will start, and they'll be pointing right at Fletcher.
What's going on? Where the devil? Lying on the side of the road. How'd I get here? How? The Hornet. I remember. Try to bump me off, huh? I'll fix his wagon. I ain't hurt. Not a... What's that? Hey, the keys. The keys to the car. Now I can get someplace. Head back to town and... Yeah. There's a farmhouse back away. Spotted it when we was driving out here. I'll call the cops and give them an earful. I'll tell them what's going on and how to get... Wait a minute. Maybe I'm jumping the gun. Maybe the Hornet ain't working for Fletcher like I figured. Maybe he's trying to put Fletcher on the spot so he can take over the racket himself. Yeah, maybe that's it. What am I going to do? If I go to Fletcher and he is with the Hornet, this time they'll get me. How am I going to find out without sticking my neck out? I got it. I'll call him on the phone from that farmhouse. That's it. Then I can find out. And I can still spill to the cops if I have to. Either way, I'll fix that Hornet right.
Sir
Yes, who's talking?
This is Grafton. I'm out of town in a farmhouse. What do you know about the Hornet?
Grafton, be careful. Someone may be listening.
Never mind that. I got a gun to take care of these jokers. The Hornet tried to bump me off.
Yes, yes, I know.
What?
I know about the Hornet, but you're still alive, Grafton.
What's the matter? You sound nervous.
Nervous? No. I'm not nervous. I was just worried about you and the Hornet.
Well, you know it all about time, huh?
Listen, Grafton, I can't talk
to you. You let him try to bump me off, huh?
Well, Grafton, listen, I know about it, but I didn't tell the Hornet to bump you off. That is, yes, the Hornet works for me.
That's what I thought.
Grafton, wait.
I think you, you double-crossing rat. I'll tell the police about the whole racket. I'll try and state evidence.
Grafton, don't tell the police. Listen, the Hornet.
That's for you and the Hornet both.
Grafton, wait, Grafton.
You can hang up now, Fletcher.
He's gone. He's...
I said hang up.
Look, Hornet, you've had that gun in my ribs ever since that phone rang.
Exactly. So you tell Grafton what I wanted you to say.
But he thinks you and
I... It worries you?
Grafton figures I gave the order to have him bumped.
And that's your headache.
But he's going to spill. He's going to tell the police.
Stop squirming, you rat.
Hornet, I'm on the spot. I got a warehouse full of stolen goods. Stuff I've been dishing out through the racket.
I know all about that. Grafton did plenty of talking.
If the police ever find out, I'm so ruined.
Where is this warehouse you use?
On the other side of town. Look, Hornet, I don't know what your game is. Maybe you're trying to muscle your way in, but what can I do?
Is the warehouse inflammable?
Huh?
Will it burn if you set fire to it?
Yes. That's the only way. Let it burn. I'll collect the insurance.
And the stolen goods will go up in flames.
What do you say, Hornet? I'll give you a split of the racket. I get plenty from these women.
I don't doubt it. You steal the stuff, so it costs you nothing. You take back most of what they collect through the kids. Fletcher, did you ever hear of child labor?
Oh, quit feeding me that stuff. I'll make it worth your while, Hornet.
Name it.
How about 10 grand?
Chicken feed.
15. That's all I got in the safe.
15,000, eh?
Hurry. Grafton's probably shooting his mouth off to the police right now. They'll have a squad car over there fast. If I'm going to set it on fire, I gotta get going.
Okay, Fletcher. Get the 15,000 out of your safe. It's a deal.
Keeping a special alarm out, Commissioner. Okay. Hey, Lowry.
But I tell you, there isn't any news, Gunnigan. That's all there is.
Well, get the news, Lowry. It's the Green Hornet. There must be...
There's been no trace of the Hornet since Moran and me went over to Crafton's place.
Then where's Crafton?
Gone, disappeared. For Pete's sake, Gunnigan, I'm doing the best I...
I don't want alibis, Lowry. I want you.
Hold it, Gunnigan.
Gunnigan again, Lowry.
On my neck like a stiff collar. Why don't you cops get me some news?
Because there ain't none, I tell you.
Oh, there's your phone answer. Maybe you'll get something. Now, Gunnigan, please listen, will you? I'm not Houdini. I can't work...
Police headquarters. Sergeant Moran talking.
If you want to find a warehouse full of stolen goods, go to 480 West 60.
Stolen goods? Who's talking?
I'm in a farmhouse out on Route 7. Farmer named Brown.
Yeah.
I'm on a train state evidence.
Who is this?
The name's Grafton. The Green Hornet tried to bump me off. I'm coming in to give myself up.
Stay there, Grafton. We'll have the state police there before you hang up the phone.
You'll get all the dope on the racket Fletcher is running.
Fletcher? Is he behind it?
Him and the Green Hornet. Go to 480.
I got it. We'll cover it. You wait right where you are. Hey, Lowry. Lowry, come on. We got a tip.
Huh? Come on, Gunnigan. Call you later. What's up, Sarge?
Grafton's turning state's evidence. It's a racket, all right, and the guy behind it is Fletcher.
Fletcher?
Yeah, him and the Hornet. If you're coming along, start moving. There's a warehouse full of stolen goods I want to take a good look at.
You and me both, Moran. Lead the way. The Sentinel's ready to print whatever you find.
Hornet, I know exactly. exactly how to put this warehouse on fire.
You handed me 15,000, Fletcher. I thought I'd better come along.
Here. There's a fire right beside this door. And good spot for a draft to set the whole works blazing.
You needn't bother, Fletcher.
What?
That siren, it's the police.
The police, they're coming here. But I've got to get out. I got to be.
You're not going any place, Fletcher.
Well, Grafton wants to talk to police. They're here.
You're staying here, Fletcher.
Like you are. You let go. I'm
getting. You're getting the right to the jaw.
Hornet, you.
I'm going, Fletcher. The Green Hornet has one more call to make. Give our regards to the police.
Got to get up. My jaw.
Hey, Moran.
Who's that?
They're trying to set a fire.
I got him. Stand still, you rabbit. It was the Hornet. The Hornet.
I'm
the fire. We got a tip about
you,
Fletcher. You're heading for the cooler.
Grafton told you.
It was Grafton. He and the Hornet. They
all walk up, Fletcher. Got a warehouse full of stolen stuff, huh?
Why don't you get the Hornet?
Never mind the Hornet. Okay. The Hornet gave us a slip like he always does. But we still have one bird.
You tell him, Moran. A bird in the hand is worth a headline any day. And this one's a jailbird.
Scared, mister. You sound like a good guy.
Thanks, Tommy.
Anyhow, I ain't no light to put on. The bulb went bust awful long ago, and well, Mom and me, we ain't had no money for a new one.
I see. You won't have to peddle any more handkerchiefs, Tommy.
Gee, I won't? But Mom says.
And your
that...
mother doesn't have to worry about that man anymore. The one who made threats to her.
I guess you mean Grafton, huh?
He's in jail, Tommy. They're all in jail. Here, take this and give it to your mother.
Sure I will. What is it?
It's money, Tommy. Money. And I've got some more for the other kids who are peddling handkerchiefs. They'll be all right.
Gee, Willikins, mister. This feels like a lot of money. An awful lot of money. And it's all for me and Mama?
Good night, Tommy.
You were talking.
Look, Mom. Look. There was a man here in the dark. He says we don't have to worry none no more. He gave me money. And he said Grafton's gone to jail.
I wish he was. I never knew we were getting mixed up in a racket.
But it's true, Mom. It's true.
Tommy, you've been dreaming. Isn't no one here?
Oh, I was not. The
you
man was
dreaming, Tommy. Dreaming.
But, Mom, look. Here's the money. Here's the money.
Now, Tommy, you know that. What? It is money. It is. Oh, Tommy. Tommy. Oh.
Gosh, Mom. What are you crying for? Everything's all right now, ain't it? Everything's all right now.
Oh, yes, Tommy. Everything's all right. Everything.